This podcast is brought to you by ESLLibrary.com. Hello, everyone. I'm Tara Benwell, the host of ESL Library's mini podcasts for English learners. Today's podcast comes to you from our famous people section, Fidel Castro. Fidel Castro was Cuba's leader from 1959 to 2008. He was considered a dictator because he took control of Cuba by force and remained in power for 5 decades. Castro led the Cuban Revolution and transformed the Caribbean island into a communist nation. Cuba remained on unfriendly terms with the U.S. for over 50 years. Fidel Castro was born in Cuba in 1926. His father was a wealthy sugarcane farmer, and his mother was his father's servant. As a boy, Castro excelled in education and athletics. He moved to Cuba's capital to study law and play baseball at the University of Havana. Castro was interested in politics from a young age. He tried to run in Cuba's election in 1952, but the government was overthrown by Fulgencio Batista. Castro and his brother Raul did not approve of this American-friendly dictator. The brothers organized their own political uprising. This attack failed, and the Castro brothers were sent to jail. In 1955, Batista released Fidel Castro and many other political prisoners from prison. Castro fled to Mexico. As an exile, he planned the Cuban Revolution. From 1956 to 1959, Castro built a team of rebels. They hid in the mountains of Cuba and planned their next attack. This time, they succeeded. Batista fled Cuba in 1959, and Fidel Castro became the island's new communist leader. Castro demanded loyalty from his people, and he took control of Cuban industries, farms, and foreign assets. Many wealthy Cubans fled to the U.S. and became exiles. Many poor Cubans supported Castro, however. Castro introduced free healthcare and education programs that improved their lives. Relations between Cuba and the U.S. began to worsen. In 1961, the U.S. trained 1,400 Cuban exiles to invade Cuba. This invasion was called the Bay of Pigs. It did not go well for America because Castro knew about the attack. His troops greatly outnumbered the exiles, and the fight was over in a single day. During the Cold War, Cuba became a strong ally of the Soviet Union. In 1962, Castro allowed the Soviets to store nuclear-armed missiles in Cuba. This put the USSR in striking distance of America. The U.S. had to react but didn't want to start a nuclear war. After a tense week of secret talks and letter writing, the U.S. agreed to remove nuclear missiles from Turkey if the USSR removed theirs from Cuba. This prevented World War III. When the Soviet Union collapsed in 1991, Cuba suffered greatly. It experienced major shortages in food and gasoline, and millions of Cubans lost their jobs. Castro focused on turning Cuba into a tourist destination. He set a goal of attracting 2 million visitors by the year 2000. Cuba also became strong allies with Venezuela. Cuba sent medics to Venezuela in exchange for oil. In 2006, Fidel Castro transferred his power to his brother Raul due to poor health. Relations between Cuba and the U.S. slowly began to improve. In 2006, Fidel Castro transferred his power to his brother Raul due to poor health. Relations between Cuba and the U.S. slowly began to improve. In 2015, the U.S. and Cuba agreed to restore full diplomatic relations. The first step was to open embassies in each other's capitals. For questions and activities and a full transcript of today's podcast, visit ESLLibrary.com and choose our Famous People section. That's all for today. See you next week.